back to Around H-Town with KRBE's Freddy Cruz.
April 5th, mark your calendars for the Redneck Country Club. It is the Chance for Hope Foundation's Nongala Gala Night at the Roxbury. And here to talk about it, please welcome to the show Scott and Andrea Davidson.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, thank you for joining me this morning. So let's get right into it. This Nongala Gala.
Every year we have a fundraising event. It's the primary fundraising event for our charity. And it's a blowout bash. It's a lot of fun. It's sort of not, we call it the Nongala Gala because it's not your regular charity event. It's not black tie. It's not a, you know, sit down dinner with lots of programming. It's really more of a party. It's a lot of fun. People dress up in costume. There's a band that plays. Music's very much a prominent part of the event because, you know, this is sort of in keeping with the spirit of our son, for whom we established this charity organization. And he was just a fun, happy-go-lucky kid and loved music. And so he would not have stood for sort of a boring black tie event. So we just, you know, we plan this event every year, you know, sort of thinking about what he would find fun. And so that's why this year we did a night at the Roxbury.
So let's talk about, for my friends who are not familiar with the story of Chance and how this foundation got started.
Our son Chance, my wife Andrea and I, he was our first firstborn son. And at the age of 12, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. He had a brain tumor. And so for the next 15 months, he fought an incredibly brave battle against this terrible disease. He had, you know, numerous chemotherapy treatments, countless radiation treatments. He had multiple brain surgeries. He had a stem cell transplant. And through it all, he was just an amazing, fun, warm-hearted kid. Always had a smile on his face. You know, everyone loved him. The caregivers at the hospitals just fell in love with him. And unfortunately, after 15 months, he did lose his battle against cancer. And, you know, we thought, his mom and I thought, you know, we needed to do something in his honor to carry on his legacy and continue to touch the lives that he touched when he was alive here on Earth. So we founded the Chance for Hope Foundation to provide support for other families like ours that are going through this terrible experience to try and make their lives a little bit better, bring a little bit of joy to them and to these children who are facing, courageously facing this incredible challenge.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, when you watch a child that's undergoing cancer treatment is the guts and the tenacity and the positive attitude as if there's not something going on that's totally killing them or trying to kill them. And you see the smile in Chance's face, and it's just, it's infectious. And what you all are doing is just incredible, you know, paying it forward to other families. So why don't we talk about one of the programs you have with through the foundation?
Well, we have several programs, but today we want to highlight our newest program that we just added this past year, which is called Enchanted Night. And it is a one-of-a-kind event where teenagers, 13 and older, that are patients of Texas Children's Hospital get to come and have a dance or prom, so to speak. We call it Enchanted Night because it's a night of music, dancing, fun, and it brings a lot of joy to the kids. Our first event was this past October, and we had 47 kids attend.
Sweet.
And they got their hair done, their makeup done. We helped subsidize the clothing for the event. And, you know, these kids don't get to live a normal childhood. They don't get to go, most of them, to their school dances and attend the normal things that teenagers would with other kids. And so this is an opportunity for them to come out, to shine for the night, to bring a guest, to have fun, to socialize with other kids that they may not even know. Even though they're all patients at the same hospital, a lot of times they're isolated and they don't get to socialize. And so it was really an amazing night, and the kids just had such a great time. And so we are incredibly proud of this dance that we have started, and we are going to be doing that annually. And so we have another one coming up in November. So that's our newest program. But really our main program is our housing program, and that is where we house families that come to Houston. We have 5 apartments that families stay free of charge when they're traveling here for cancer treatment. They're always full, unfortunately. Since we started our housing program, which is about 4 years ago, we've housed over 95 families. So close to 100 families have stayed with us. And so it really gives families a place to be together, a place of respite while their lives are crazy and completely turned upside down during this cancer battle.
What is the average wait time for someone to get into the home?
Usually the wait time can be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. It just really depends on when families are coming and going. Mm. So what we ask is families to let us know as soon as they find out that they may have a need, and then we try to get them in as quickly as possible. You know, we kind of know when families will be staying through. However, that always changes. There's always changes
sure.
happening. So we can never say 100% it'll be available in 2 weeks, but usually we have a pretty good estimate.
And another thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, we are so blessed here in Houston to have this incredible medical center, you know, right here available for us. But and it's so great that it doesn't just serve, you know, children and families here in the Houston area. In fact, Texas Children's Hospital, MD Anderson, there are people that come from all around the world to seek treatment here. And so that's really where a lot of this residence comes in into play, because we were blessed when Chance was going through treatment, we could go home and sleep in our bed every night.
Sure.
But for families that are traveling from, you know, other parts of Texas, from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, they have to have a place to stay. Otherwise, they may not be able to come and get this treatment for their child. So, I mean, there are very much lives at stake here. And, you know, if you think about if you went to go stay in a hotel for a weekend, how expensive that is.
Oh, that would add up real quick. And parking.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you're talking about 3 months, you know, something like that, I mean, it will bankrupt you. So we wanted to provide this housing for people so that they really had an opportunity to come here to get this amazing treatment at the Texas Medical Center. And hopefully save the lives of their children.
And it's a home away from home, and not staying in, you know, in no knock on hotels, but
right.
you know, when your family member, when your son or your daughter is going through the fight of their lives,
right.
and you're living kind of in that sterile hotel, non-homey kind of vibe, it puts even more of a damper on the whole situation. And that is exactly why these families are so lucky to have the Chance for Hope Foundation and all the work that you all are doing on behalf of them. Now, let's fast forward to April 5th. It is a dance. It is a party that will help Enchanted Night dances for not just this year, but years to come. April 5th at the Redneck Country Club. Scott, where can my friends go to find out about this event?
Absolutely. So there's a link for tickets at our website at chanceforhopefoundation.org. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's, you know, you can dress up, you can dress down. You don't have to wear anything special. This is sort of a come as you are, join in the fun, and support a great cause.
Scott and Andrea Davidson from the Chance for Hope Foundation, thank you for coming by the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Give half of $500 to your favorite charity.
Oh my God.
H-Town wins at 8, 11, 2, 4, and 5 on KRBE.